Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We played some audio of Landon Donovan earlier. He took to Twitter last night to say this: from start to finish, that was the most enjoyable day of soccer I've ever experienced. Thank you to the U.S. Men's National Team for inspiring a nation and creating memories that will last a lifetime. And thank you to all the fans that showed up today. Absolutely incredible. So grateful to have been there and can't wait for it next Friday. I mean, if you watched the game last night, it's impossible to not be excited about Team USA soccer today. Jaden Daniels was there, right, watching the game in L.A. Think about this. The excitement is just going to build and build and build. Like I said, like watching your favorite college basketball team win a tournament game in NCAA, right? In the madness, the excitement builds for the next week while you get ready for the Sweet 16. We've got a full week to sit back, watch our opponents, watch other groups before our next game against Australia. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be a party. Next Friday, 3 p.m., take off of work early, get out to a watch party and experience it. That's some of my best memories of the World Cup. You know, I have a vivid memory in 2002 watching with my soccer team at a Glory Days. I have some great memories from 2006, some great memories. I watched, I think it was 2010, I watched on the National Mall. I watched in D.C., and it was an amazing watch party. The game that Team USA lost to Belgium, in which Tim Howard was standing on his head. Like, getting to a watch party, experiencing it with a group of people, it's a memory. And so make sure you get out there and experience it. Don't just, you know, be that guy that watches on his couch at home by himself because it's a late game. You want to experience it. It's a party. Wes, where were you last night? You said you were at the bullpen? Did you get out to?
No. So I was actually going to the Nats game, but it was delayed. So I got to see everyone flow into Walters.
Oh, into Walters. Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so sick. But when I was leaving the game, I just heard it was like USA. It was awesome. I was actually kind of jealous.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a chance that it can change a whole generation of soccer fans in this country if we can continue to have this much success in the group stage. It's never been this easy. Now, I get it. Now there's 48 teams. And of course, it's going to be easier, which means there's a full extra round of knockouts. You know, we've never gotten past the quarterfinals. We have to win an extra game to get to the quarterfinals this time. But it's on home soil. It's on home soil. Dan, it's going to really – I'm telling you, my entire timeline is people talking about Team USA right now. I saw one guy saying, did I just watch PSG or did I watch Team USA? Our midfield was fantastic. So easy for us to work the ball from the back to our attacking line there. And I wanted to read this tweet from Hercules Gomez as well, who does a show with our DMV guy, Sebi Salazar, who was awesome on the Junkies last week, you know, breaking down the World Cup. But Hercules Gomez, he put an end to anybody that's saying Paraguay isn't very good. He said they have lost just once in World Cup qualifying, went 9 straight without defeat. They also beat Uruguay, Brazil, Argentina in qualifying. They were one of the best defensive teams, and Team USA scored 3 goals in 45 minutes. It's not a fluke what Team USA did yesterday against Paraguay. This is a team that's been building. And yeah, we might have gotten, you know, our butts whooped by Portugal and Belgium, you know, a couple months ago. But you needed those tests. Those were learning moments right there for this team. And yeah, we might be in some trouble if we run into them again, or a Brazil or a France or a Spain. But this is a country here that has never had this much success in the group stage. 4 goals. So most we've scored in a game, right? Most we've scored in a game. Our leading goal scorer of all time has 5. Balogun in his debut now has 2. It's a different generation here. Like I've been talking about, half the team is playing in Europe successfully, not just out there to get a paycheck, playing in Europe. And that's what I love about this team is they're all going to be rich and famous around the globe. But they're not household names in this country unless they do something in this World Cup and leave a mark. I love that for them. I love that for them. It's a chip on their shoulder, right? Yeah, Christian Pulisic, you're Captain America. But you're going to be viewed on what you do in this World Cup on your home soil. That's how it's going to be done. Tyler Adams, you've had a ton of success in Europe. You've had a lot of really good moments in the Premier League. You need to make those game-saving tackles for Team USA in this World Cup. And that will be your chance to become a household name in this country, not just for soccer fans, football fans around the globe. It was, man, that was special what I witnessed last night. From the 7th minute to the 97th minute, the best Team USA has ever looked in a group stage game against a solid opponent as well in Paraguay. The World Cup continues today with 3 games I cannot wait to watch. Just compare them to Team USA because I might be scouting an opponent in the future. Qatar, Switzerland, 3 p.m. The game of the day is Brazil against Morocco at 6 p.m. Morocco surprised everybody in the last World Cup. Haiti, Scotland is your 9 p.m. game. The World Cup continues with a bunch of games tomorrow. I mean, that is a full slate of games on Sunday that I cannot wait to watch. We will be scouting the Australia-Turkey match, which is tomorrow at noon. America will take on Australia next Friday, and then Turkey the following Thursday. The game of the day tomorrow is probably the Dutch. The Netherlands against Japan at 4 o'clock. But there's games 12 noon, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. It's the summer of soccer in the States, Canada, and Mexico, and USA had the best start to a World Cup they have ever had. Man, my expectations are rising. The excitement, it is unbelievable. I cannot wait for the next game. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fans, simulcast on the Team 980 and in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Tonight at 8:30, question NBA fans are wondering, can the Knicks close out Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs? I'll give you my questions for Game 5 and my predictions when we return on the other side of this commercial break. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. I am having a great time hosting this show today. I love doing this show every Saturday. Love it so much because I get to focus in on my favorite teams, from the Commanders to the Caps, the Nats, and the Washington Wizards. But man, I just have so much Team USA pride after that win last night. Phone lines are open. If you want to talk about Team USA, we are going to give you that opportunity. That was the best game I've ever watched Team USA play in a group stage game. Unbelievable 4-1 victory over Paraguay. 1-800-636-1067. But we have to move on to the NBA. 8:30 on ABC from in San Antonio. Can the Knicks close out the Spurs? Look, this has been a terrific series. This has been an amazing NBA Finals. You've got, it feels like, America's team in the New York Knicks against France's team in the San Antonio Spurs. It kind of feels like it is the globe against the alien. There's a decent amount of Spurs fans. I do think the Knicks are becoming America's team, and they can clinch the series tonight with a win, Game 5, over the San Antonio Spurs after that insane come-from-behind win. Brunson, 36 points. And the tip by OG Anunoby. The Knicks defeated the Spurs 107-106 on Thursday. So, the San Antonio Spurs this season have gone 32-8 in home games, but they dropped Games 1 and Game 2. I've got the Spurs tonight, and here's why. Game 5 in San Antonio, with their backs against the wall, and the Knicks have a chance to clinch it, their first title in over 50 years. But this is a San Antonio Spurs team that, I mean, I'm not going to be the coach of the Cavs. What was his name, Wes? Did you see that? Kenny Atkinson, when he was like, analytically, we won the first 3 games. I'm not going to be that guy. But the Spurs really could have won every game in this series. Literally every game in this series the Spurs could have won. You can't argue against that. Every single game in this series, the Spurs could have won. They could have won Game 1. They had the lead in the fourth quarter. 14-point lead, blew it. They could have won Game 2. Wemby missed the shot. They won game three. They should have won game four. Most people that went to bed thought they were going to wake up to that series even at two games apiece. That's why I'm taking the Spurs tonight. Because I don't care. Analytically, my eye test, they could have won every single game in this series. It probably should be over by now. They botched it three times. I'm not a Spurs fan. I'm rooting for the Knicks. But it's in their building. And just like I do think that building, Madison Square Garden, helped stage that insane comeback with the fans losing their mind, the home court will be the difference tonight in a Spurs victory. Victor Wembanyama will be better in the fourth quarter. He's learned from his mistakes. Stephen Castle's a monster. You don't need to change anything with Stephen Castle. I am such a fan of his. He is such a baller. He is not afraid of anything or anyone. He'll go to the rack with ease. He's got a million dribble moves in his bag. He's great with his footwork as well. Stephen Castle is going to do his thing. He's going to give you between 16 and 20. It feels like Brunson can't guard Harper. Now, nobody can guard Brunson, but Brunson can't guard Harper. He's going to do his. And I believe that De'Aaron Fox will be better. But the Spurs, I'm not blaming Fox like everybody else. It was one bad moment in a game that was decided long before that. It was decided the start of the third quarter when the Spurs chucked up eight or nine threes. And Wemby was part of that with two straight on one possession that both bricked. I see this in college basketball all the time. And of course, it happens in the NBA too. Teams get two, three ball happy. You live by the three, you die by the three. This Spurs team, they're too well coached to have that happen again. Or maybe they're not too well coached because they also had a terrible second half against the Knicks. And they didn't stop shooting threes. I think Coach Popovich goes into the locker room, says, "Hey, Mitch Johnson, you want to keep your job? They're not shooting threes, dude. We need to get to the basket and get points in the paint with Victor Wembanyama." I got the Spurs tonight. I kind of think they might blow this thing open early on and prevent a Knicks comeback and really just, you know, stomp their feet on them and put this game to bed after three quarters. I do not see the Knicks doing this again. They are the comeback kids. But I do think if they win this one, they'll win it to wire to wire to the point where they broke the Spurs with that tip in. Because even Wemby said it after the game. There's two ways this thing could go. He feels very confident it's going to go one way, all right? What he told reporters yesterday, everybody knows we're going to come back and win it? No, they don't. I like the confidence, though. Kid is borderline cocky, but he's very confident. I'm not a Spurs fan. I'm rooting New York Knicks. I don't know how you could pick the Knicks in San Antonio with the Spurs game on the line, life on the line, knowing that the Spurs really could have won every game in this series. All right, but they didn't execute. But I think they're going to tonight if it gets down to it in their building. But truly, I think they're going to run away with this game. I would take the Spurs and the points. I think it's sitting at 5.5. Yeah, I would take that. I feel really good about the Spurs getting this game tonight. And we'll go back to MSG, and maybe it's Knicks in six. I selfishly want a game seven. I want a game seven so badly. So we'll see if it can continue for San Antonio. Again, I believe the Spurs will win tonight. I'm rooting for the Knicks. And I actually want to see Victor Wembanyama get completely humbled like LeBron had to get humbled, like MJ had to get humbled, to be one of the GOATs, one of the greatest of this sport. I feel like you need adversity. You need to get knocked down. And not just in a game, right, where Chet Holmgren punked him and then he bounced back. You need to get knocked out of the playoffs and then go back next year and come back swinging. Just like the Knicks, they had the heartbreak last year. So I am hoping the Knicks end up winning this series, but every part of my body believes this is going to be a San Antonio Spurs victory tonight, and it might be an easy one. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. For San Antonio, I really don't think there's that many people that need to play better. De'Aaron Fox is one of them because the turnovers were crazy. And again, back to that moment there, because everybody's just crucifying him. He stole the ball. He's known as one of the fastest players in the NBA. You're going for that layup 10 times out of 10. You wanted him to dribble it back out, get fouled, and then miss a free throw, and then get crucified again for that? Right? He trusted his speed. And then here's the other thing. It's not like he was on the right side or attempting a reverse layup, right? It's a lefty going up on the left side. And did we all credit LeBron James for the chase down block, or did we all crucify Andre Iguodala for going up for the layup instead of running out the clock? I know it's different circumstances, but you have to give credit to the block there, and not. I don't think we should be destroying De'Aaron Fox, and I do think De'Aaron Fox will be better. I think they're going to hit their threes and consistently, and not have a stretch where they just go 0-for-8 and let New York back into it. It feels like this entire series has come down to the Spurs' three-point shooting and also Victor Wembanyama's three-point shooting as well, because when he hits his first three, it changes the way you have to defend him. But I'm all Spurs in this one. Then maybe we'll get Knicks in six when it gets back to Madison Square Garden. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We've got the Stanley Cup Final returning on Sunday with a Game 6 in Vegas. Carolina now leads 3-2. World Cup action all day today, tomorrow, and the excitement will build all the way until next Friday at 3 o'clock for Team USA's second World Cup game against Australia. But tonight, a Game 5 in the NBA. Playoff mode activated here on AWOD Radio, discussing NBA Finals Game 5 tonight in San Antonio. I don't know that you can turn me off of picking the Spurs in this one. I get it. The Knicks have had a magical season. Last game was a magical game, a magical comeback, and a magical ending. And there is a chance that they broke the Spurs and then they just blow them out and end this series tonight. I just don't believe that's going to happen. I think this Spurs team is more poised than that. Yeah, the Spurs team that took a million threes and blew a 22-point lead, I believe they're more poised than that at home in their own building. I'm taking the Spurs tonight. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Brad in Maryland. Brad, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
AWOD, the GOAT. What's happening, baby?
What's up, AWOD. Brad? How are you doing?
My man, you're killing me. You're killing me. The Knicks, we have to win tonight. This is our chance. If we lose, I'm telling you, we're in big, big trouble, brother.
You're shaking here. Are you a nervous Knicks fan?
I've been in the fetal position for 2 weeks, AWOD. 2 weeks. Have you seen these games? It's absolutely insane. I'm dying. We've got to finish it tonight.
So tell me why.
The Spurs are going to win.
Tell me why the Knicks can't get it done at MSG.
Because the way we start games is absolutely ridiculous. We can't hit a shot. We get down by 15, 20 points. Our bench is terrible. And the refs hate us, AWOD. You know it's true. I hate to be talking about the refs as a Knicks fan. Anyone who has watched these games objectively, the refs hate us. The NBA is fixing this thing. I don't care. It's 100% true. We have to win tonight.
I'm turning into a Wemby hater. I'll be honest. I'm turning into a Wemby hater. So that's part of why I'm rooting for the Knicks. I don't see how you could pick the Knicks knowing that San Antonio's at home. They've already lost 2 games at home. They are so good at home. I don't see them losing 3 home games in this series.
Wemby is a total bum. Let me tell you something right now. If I'm the Knicks, I'm telling Mitch, I'm telling everybody, poke him, elbow, do everything you can to get him into a flagrant. What a total crime that the NBA didn't upgrade that flagrant from 2 games ago. Total joke. He is the most Wemby. Listen. He's a good player. I don't want to sound like an idiot. But he is so overrated, man. I'm so sick of this Wemby. I'm more scared of the guards who play tough defense on the wing. That's what I'm more scared of. AWOD, you're the GOAT. My boys and I listen to you every Saturday. We got to get you on Monday through Friday, baby. I mean, some of the Monday, Friday crew, you know, they put me to sleep.
Listen to me in Richmond, Brad. If you're truly in the AWOD Army, you get the Odyssey app and you listen to me in Richmond. Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in.
Did he call Wemby overrated?
Did he call what?
He called Wemby overrated.
Yeah. Here's the thing about LeBron too. Here's the thing about Wemby is we did crown him a little bit too early, though. We did, I think, crown him a little bit too early because we've never seen anything like this before.
Well, I think they're looking for a new face of the league.
They are. The truth is because the face of the league is from Canada and nobody likes him. Nobody likes SGA. If you like SGA, I want to hear from you. Do you even like basketball?
I think you're going to get radio silence there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody likes that free throw merchant. So the league is desperate for a new face. The league really hated that Jason Tatum got hurt because that was the guy who was supposed to be, right, already a champion. And so they're forcing Wemby to be the face of this league. And I think he is already the face of the league, win or lose. That's kind of why I'm turning into a Wemby hater. That damn shove to Brunson's face. The French green bean. I hate that punk for that. I can't believe it. Pick on someone your own size. He's going after two guys. They're both below 6'3". And you're like an 8-foot alien. What are you doing? So annoying. I'm turning into a Wemby hater. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Who you got? Knicks, Spurs, game 5 tonight. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on the fan with AWOD. Mark, are you there?
Hello.
What's up, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. I got the Knicks winning tonight. I think the Knicks are going to win tonight. They're going to do to them what Chicago did to Phoenix 33 years ago. They're going to win all their road games. And the reality of the situation is this. I think the Spurs were broken on Wednesday night. You got right now, they're sitting up here, there's some friction between Johnson and De'Aaron Fox. And from what I heard, De'Aaron Fox can even ride back with the team. So if I'm De'Aaron Fox, I don't really give a damn about what happens tonight, if that's the case. And truth be told, if Wimpy, because I like to call him Wimpy, remember that commercial when you was a kid, Adam? Hefty, 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 Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy? That's who he is, Wimpy. When Wimpy runs his mouth like he does and then is speechless in the second half, if I'm the rest of his teammates, you know what I would say? Just shut up. Just shut up. We don't care no more. We don't care. It's about you, dog. It's about you. Let him fall on the sword. Let him fall on the sword. I think, Adam, I'm going to tell you this right now. The first quarter is going to tell a tale for the rest of the game. If the Knicks come out blazing and they're up by 15 to 20, it's a wrap. Because I don't think the Spurs are going to have any fight left.
I agree. I agree. The Spurs aren't coming back. The Spurs aren't coming back down big.
They're not. I don't think they're going to care. I don't think they're going to care. And I think, to be honest, I think, you know, this may be more about Wimpy than anything else. And we're just glad to see. But the Knicks, look, I think the Knicks winning the title is good for the league. I think it's good for the league because it shows that anybody, if you put the right team together, you get a run, you too can be a champion too.
Yeah. Well, Mark, that's a great point.
What's
better for the league? A team that won 3 lottery picks in a row, winning it all, or a team that got to the conference finals last year, made some adjustments, and then got back? It's definitely the Knicks. But here's the thing, Mark. There's a chance the Spurs are broken. You're right. There's a chance that last game broke them.
I agree with that.
I also think there's a chance that adversity gets them to play at their best. And they have not played at their best at home. I think there's a chance Spurs win by 30. I really do. I think there's a chance they just blow out the Knicks.
I mean, and I know that's fair. I know that's fair to say that. But here's the problem, man. This has been like a boxing match, man. And to be honest, no matter how good the Spurs have gone up, the Knicks have always come back.
Yep.
The Knicks have all, and at some point, I think when you're a veteran team, you could do that. The Spurs are not a veteran team. They're a young team. And I think they're like, man, it ain't worth all this, man.
Yeah.
We beat OKC, that's good for us. If we don't win a title, that's okay. We got plenty of chances. The Knicks won't have that chance. Yeah. I think the Knicks will be one and done. Next year, everybody's going to be gunning for the Knicks anyway. But the Knicks are going to do it tonight, man. They're going to be celebrating it in San Antonio with Knicks fans and up in New York. It's going to be crazy in the state of New York tonight.
Good call,
later,
Mark.
Adam.
Appreciate you chiming in, man. Look, he could be right. I kind of think that there's a chance that the Knicks get down and take their ball and go home and say, no, we'll get your ass with Ben Stiller courtside and Spike Lee and Chris Rock and Adam Sandler. We'll get you in our building. I think there's a chance if the Knicks go down by 22 again in the second half, they just give up and say, we'll fight to get you next time. We'll live to fight another down, right? We'll get you in game six. That's part of the reason why I'm picking the Spurs, and I do think that they'll win the first quarter. Let's go to PJ in Reston. PJ, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. So I want to kind of comment on two things, the game tonight and then the game last night, the U.S. game.
Yeah.
So I think the Spurs are going to win tonight. I just think the way everyone is looking at it, to me, it's so weird. Yes, it's 3-1. But every single one of these games could be 4-0 either way for either team, right? Every game would have been a toss-up game. And the way the Spurs look at it, it's not like, oh, my God, we were down 29, now we lost, so it's over. They're going to look at it like, hey, if we're good enough to go up on this team by 29, we gave it to them. The key to me is not really so much the players. I think it's the coaching. What let the Spurs down on the last game, the coach is a good coach, but in that game yesterday, he just let the game get too close before he called timeout. He called one timeout when the lead went from like 29 to 20, right? And then it went all the way down, like it went down to 15, it went down to 9, it went down to 7, it went down to 4. And it took all the way until like it was down to 4 or 7 before he called another timeout. And to me, that was just really crazy. That was more that the Spurs just had, you know, that's what happens. You got guys that are babies. These guys are college kids. They're their best players. So it's more that it was on the Spurs just not having the experience than it was anything. And much credit to New York as well. But I guess what I'm saying is I still look at it as a toss-up. I think Spurs win tonight.
But you just mentioned that, though. Why do you think everybody's blaming the Spurs? I'm blaming the Spurs and not crediting the Knicks for the amazing comeback and the game-winning tip.
Yeah. It's a combination of both, right? It's a combination of Jalen Brunson is a dog, man. He's special. And even though I want the Spurs to win the series, I like him as a human being. Like I just like all the guys on both teams. I think they're just awesome people. But I just think there's something to it when, you know, taking shots too early in the shot clock. Stephen Castle is a very strong guy, and I think sometimes he's so strong and so smooth that he relies on that too much, you know, taking it to the paint a little bit too much. And but, you know, I think it's a toss-up series. And then the U.S. game last night,
yeah,
that was the most fun I've ever had in my life watching United States soccer. And it was amazing. I've never seen the United States team play like this. They've always been a solid team. But this is something different. This is a team that, you know, looks like they can go definitely to the last 16, to the last 8, maybe even to the last 4 or better. I mean, if they play the way they played yesterday, and the big thing, obviously, is Christian Pulisic. You want that cap to be helpful. And then another thing that I'm really hoping for, and this is something I'm very passionate about, I want to see there's a chance that, depending on how the games go, that if both the United States and Iran qualify, they could meet up in the next round. My family's from Iran, and I've been lucky to go up in America. I want to see Iran and U.S. play, not because I want to see like Iran beat U.S. or U.S. beat Iran. I wanted to play because there's so much going on with the government of the U.S. People are so disenchanted. The Islamic Republic of Iran is a very abusive regime. I want everyone around the world to see that even though both governments have issues, the players themselves, we're all just like, we all bleed the same. And they played last World Cup, and it was just beautiful, the end of the game. The result didn't matter. Seeing, Anthony Robinson take his shirt off, give it to the Iranian guy and console him. The Iranian guy was crying. I just want to see, for the sake of the world, I want to see United States and Iran play once again, not because I want you to be another. I just want to see them, these athletes, these are on both sides, they're special people. The Iranian players are very special, thoughtful people. The United States players, Pusula, Tala, Adams, they're very thoughtful, special people. And, you know, sometimes people that are more innocent are much more indicative of the beauty of the human spirit than necessarily politicians on whatever side. So I just want to see these people show that we're all the same, and peace should really be everyone's kind of aim in this world. Yeah. But God bless everybody.
Yeah, no, I appreciate those words, man. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. Good stuff, guys. We got one more segment to close out AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Final thoughts coming up next. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's A-Wad. Happy Saturday, everybody. Definitely time to get up and at them now if you haven't started your Saturday already. Appreciate you listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, just after 11:45 here on The Fan, and we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Wanting to close out the show with my final thoughts here. And, you know, everybody's favorite Argentinian, Lionel Messi. How quickly can Mauricio Pochettino become America's favorite Argentine? I think it could happen overnight. People are going to fall in love with this guy. He's got the hair. He's got the style. He's got the swag. And his team's playing like that? I mean, he said nobody sees this as a contender. He did. I mean, this is a guy that coached at Tottenham, got him all the way to Champions League final, coached at PSG with Mbappe, Neymar, Messi. He's coached the best of the best and gotten their respect. You know he's getting respect out of this U.S. men's national team. And the way they played yesterday was inspiring. It really was. It was so much fun to watch them dominate possession, dominate attacks, dominate shots on target, dominate touches in the box, and a world-class striker in Fowler and Balogun, the one big thing that was missing in 2022. Men in Blazers is one of the best shows talking soccer here in the States, and they went into detail about what is pure Pochettino ball. What is poach ball? Let's take a listen to, I think, what is becoming America's favorite Argentine. Move over, Lionel Messi.
Poch encouraged them to play like kids, find that joy, find that freedom. My God, they were doing that. But the pace we have, Pulisic was on one. Serginho Dest, Tillman was everywhere. Alex Freeman was surging. Roy, you told me in that first half, you're like, this is pure Poch ball.
Yeah, it's... I mean, Poch's haircut, his Dawson's Creek haircut, that is him, you know, sort of living into his teenage years. I like that.
Good tonight.
It looks great. He's got such volume.
He like got, it was like, it was Florida casual. It looked like genuinely he was going to go the high rollers table or maybe become a dictator of a small state. Maybe he did and we don't even know it tonight.
Rog, and I mean this as a compliment, he dressed a bit like you.
The
double shirt. That is pure Bennett.
I wish I could pull it off with such style and aplomb. He dressed for the job he wants, not the job at what? No, never leave us, Poch. Go on.
And he produced a team that plays the football that he wants. That performance really reminded me of Pochettino's Spurs. And look, it's a long time since that team was at its peak. You know, it's 6-7 years now since Pochettino was kind of crafting that Tottenham team. But there was the intensity, there was the high press, there was that energy, that desire to go forward all the time. That was a front foot team. And what Poch produced today was front foot football. That was the US taking initiative. It was saying to Paraguay, we are not sitting back. We're going to go and play the game in areas you don't want us to be. And they were bold, they were inventive, adventurous. That's the Pochettino that I remember from Tottenham.
Coaching matters. Coaching matters. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. The U.S. finally invested in a world-class manager, and we are seeing the outcome of that. I mean, last night gave everybody the concrete evidence that this is a team that is improved from 4 years ago, can score goals at a level we haven't scored before. We've never scored four in a game, in a group stage game before. And they dealt with the pressure of doing it on home soil with everybody around the country and around the world watching. It's been so cool to see this team come together and improve, right? I mean, I was talking to you a few months ago after they lost to Portugal and lost to Belgium, a little bit worried. The win against Senegal, a lot of confidence. The loss to Germany, but you had that awesome strike from Jedi Robinson. And as he was saying there, coaching matters, and they are playing Pochettino style of play right there. They had Tottenham in the Champions League final. It is so much fun to watch. That's what's so great about Pochettino style. Coaching matters. We talk about it in the NFL all day, every day, nonstop, right? Belichick, look what Vrabel's done in year one. Coaching matters. Look at the Seahawks and McDonald. NBA, right? Coaching matters. Everybody talks about Phil Jackson and all his rings. Coaching matters. It's a difference. Coach Mauricio Pochettino is getting us to play a style of soccer we have not played before, or if we have, we've attempted it and never had this much success before. Being able to confidently play out of the back. I mean, I can't say this enough. Normally when I'm watching U.S. men's national team games, I'm sitting with my hands under my butt, and I'm nervous because I would be biting my fingernails because we're usually defending for 90 minutes. We had about 65 minutes of possession yesterday. We had dominant in possession. There were spells of the game where Paraguay didn't touch the ball. We're just kicking it around with a one-goal, two-goal lead, a two-goal cushion. That's beautiful. That's the kind of soccer that I think can change the way it's viewed in this country, because there is a generation of people, West Asian below, that have never seen this team have that much success. If it continues, they're going to go into, what is it? They're going to go into 2030 like, oh, yeah, group stage, no issue. Look what we did to Paraguay, Australia, and Turkey. We've always had to get lucky on the last game to advance out of the group stage. Unfreaking real 4-1 victory. Again, Paraguay beat Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay in World Cup qualifications. They're no joke. That's a good squad. I was worried going into this game. Miguel Almirón is legit in the Premier League. He's awesome. Now, we've got guys that are playing well in Europe too, but it was the style of play and the fact that everybody played together and they knew where they needed to be on the pitch at all times. And it started from the 7th minute and it ended with that 97th minute, the last kick, Gio Reyna into the back of the net. So I'm loving soccer. I hope you guys are enjoying the summer of soccer. I'm so glad you guys got to call in here and talk about that victory last night. It's my favorite thing to watch Team USA soccer and seeing it at home soil with so many people engaged, right? That was the other thing. The bar I was at, so many people that I feel like don't usually care about soccer were so locked in. It was amazing to see. It was so cool. I think it can change the way people look at this sport in this country, especially if we can be this dominant moving forward throughout the rest of the group stage. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of the show, you can always rewind on the free Odyssey app. Anywhere you get your apps at, it's AUDACY, AUDACY. And you can check me out on the Odyssey app Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. Just search 910 The Fan. Mr. Hollywood, Nick Ashew's coming up next. I'll see you guys next Saturday on The Fan.